Greetings, parents and babies. You beautiful entities, as always, there are more beings above you. And there's a few out here too, some there. Oh, we have a lot over there. I am honored and very pleased that you came and brought your babies to the audience. Now, I wanted to come and to be with my beginners, and that you see me on the screen up here, and then your comment is much smaller in person. In some illusions I am. And you will say, it is an odd thing indeed that this teacher, his name's Rompa the Enlightened One, is in a woman's body. I'm not in this body. I'm up here. I am manipulating the body to the back of the head, the very same process you're going to learn to do. And you are not going to channel anyone except God. And it doesn't get better than that, of course. Does it? Yeah. Well, this day, at the short moment that we are together, as it were, is a reality check. Check off your reality. To review what come you here to learn. And did you learn it? And to simply give unto you that which is called joy and honor that you are pursuing the greatest work there is. You are the great work. These are but buildings, and indeed, humble and modest, you are what shines in them. And the field of the earth to which you have walked upon is blessed to have you there, honored to have you there. For your reality and attitude affects all of nature all around you. Either the birds sing when you walk by or they don't. You should start listening. That indeed, that you are what is the most hidden knowledge is not under the sea. Indeed, it's not on that which is termed an ancient continent. It is not hidden in some sacred texts. It's in you. That's where it's hidden. And lo, no one could ever find it because you were too busy looking out here instead of in here. You are, and every entity is, the most beautiful hidden knowledge, the most exquisite treasure. Every life is precious. Every life, as it were, is indeed that which is termed divine life. However, it expresses the school is made beautiful by you. The ground is made sacred by you and all who have come after you and those who have come before you. This is made divine because the doctrine of the school is not about me. It is not about philosophy either. It is not about some ritual. And indeed, it's not about some tongue you cannot speak. It's not about some symbolism that you cannot define. It's not about something. It's not about what you wear, ETT. And nor is it about what the color of your beautiful skin is. your gender, as it is termed, is not about where you live. Not about any of that. That it is about you, that beautiful and most awesome, awe-striking mystery. That's what the school is about. And indeed, that this great and hallowed hall only becomes an august body when you're here. Because you are the journey. There is no other distractions around here. There is no other rites or rituals or prayers. You are the journey. And you are what makes this beautiful.